Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good evening, 503. I'm Brian Douglas and for Rob Archer. Well, a person walking along a local beach this weekend finds a skull, a human skull and bones, plus a major milestone for the People Mover at LAX. But first, residents of that landslide zone in Rancho Palos Verdes will get positive news tonight at a city public hearing. City manager Maranian tells us that the rate of land slipping below homes has really slowed down over the past couple months.
The landslide has declined in movement by approximately 76%. It decreased almost like no further movement. The Beach Club and Seaview are not experiencing any movement since we started doing the dewatering in September.
Now, he calls that an outstanding result for slide residents, but says concerns remain about new problems that may be created by rainstorms later on this winter. He says there's been a significant progress filling in cracks in nearly six canyons and also lining those canyons.
It actually eases some of our anxiety about any rain events, and the liner and filling in those fissures will enable runoff to be conveyed to the ocean or where it needs to go to storm drains rather than recharging and percolating into the ground.
City manager also has the latest on applications for the federal buyout offer for homes. He says there's been about 85 household applications, but he thinks there's only cash for around 30 of them so far, and the priority will go to the 20 that are currently red tagged. Well, a person not far from there walking along a beach at Palos Verdes Estates found a skull along the low tide water line of what's known as Rat Beach. It reported it to police. According to the police department, officers and detectives responded and found even more bones. Now, they confirmed that they were human and recovered the remains there off the beach. Palos Verdes Estates PD and LA County Coroner's Office are handling the investigation and working to try to identify that person. LA could soon have a new sanctuary city law designed to push back against threats of mass deportations from President-elect Donald Trump. Craig Fickner reports from the KNX News City Hall Bureau.
With just one exception, employees in every department here in the city of Los Angeles will be breaking the law if they cooperate with a federal immigration agent or ICE. This proposed law passed in a unanimous vote. And about that exception, cops are allowed to cooperate with ICE only if it involves a case where an undocumented immigrant is convicted here of a violent crime, then deported, and then returns to the states. That's it. Councilmember Eunices Hernandez talked with KNX News just after the vote.
We needed this, regardless of what anybody says. We needed to let people know that this is going to be instilled permanently into our policies here in the city of Los Angeles, because that means that it can't just change from one administration to another without a significant amount of work. And I don't imagine people doing that.
Councilmember Blumenfeld said that this is needed because L.A. now has a target on its back under the Trump presidency.
Well, I mean, we saw that during the last administration, we were a target. We saw that ICE was here in the city of Los Angeles. And so I don't think anybody is naive to know what we're walking into in this next administration.
Councilmember Hernandez, she's got a hoarse voice today. During the meeting, she added an urgency clause, an unexpected change. It means that when this hits the mayor's desk, it's instantly law with the mayor's signature, no waiting 30 days. But because of the change, this now requires a second vote next week. Despite that, there's nobody in this building who believes that will change the outcome. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Fickner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, it's a major milestone for the People Mover at LAX today. They're testing the cars. That's underway. Pete Demetrio has that story.
Eventually, 44 transit cars will be using the tracks from the new Consolidated Rental Car Center all the way down to the Tom Bradley Terminal. Jake Adams, Deputy Executive Director at LA World Airport, says the clearance test to see if the cars fit correctly on the rails is critical as to where they're now running.
We've been doing it on the eastern portion of the guideway since August, and the milestone we're celebrating today is that we have finally gotten the cars into the central terminal area and starting to perform those tests in the CTA.
The tests involving all of the cars will go on for roughly a year to make sure the system and the cars are 100% reliable, not just LAWA standards, but those of the California Public Utility Commission as well. Target date for APM's full operation with the capability to move 30 million people a year in and out of LAX is set for early 2026. Near LAX, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A security guard's been arrested for a fatal stabbing of a man in Santa Monica. The stabbing actually happened back in September, but he wasn't taken into custody until November 7th. It took a while now to find the suspect, Sebastian Gaston, as police had to go through area video footage, also from statements from witnesses. During Gaston's interrogation, he admitted to the murder as well as a previous assault that happened back in July. Now, he remains in the custody of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department pending trial, and that investigation by Santa Monica Police actually continues as of right now. Attorney General Rob Bonta has put forward a joint motion with L.A. County to strengthen protections for our young people in those county juvenile halls. A motion seeks to amend a court judgment addressing conditions at Barry J. Nordoff and Los Padrinos after the county failed to improve conditions and provide adequate staffing as required under an earlier agreement. Now, citing alarming reports, both county juvenile halls have continued to deteriorate, and changes are necessary to ensure the safety and well-being of detainees at those facilities. And one of the biggest issues, to be corrected, will be resolving that persistent staffing issue that both have had. The amended judgment is subject to court approval. Now, those who were opponents of the initiative to raise the state's minimum wage from $16 to $18 an hour are now claiming victory, even though it hasn't yet been officially called. So far, about 94% of the votes have been counted as of today, but the yes on Proposition 32, that's been trailing about 245,000 votes, with less than 800,000 votes left to be counted. Now, backers of no on Prop 32 campaign said in a statement, the margin was too wide to overcome and declared the controversial measure defeated. Now, despite the gap in votes, proponents of Prop 32 say they are not yet willing to concede defeat. Coming up, a family of Helena Hutchins is not happy that the Rust movie will go on, and it's going to be at a festival in Poland this week. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. And Nonstop News at 5 presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
Election 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, it's too close to call. We hear that a lot when it comes to elections. And then there's this. The latest count is in on the congressional election of the 45th district in Orange County and parts of L.A. County. It shows Democratic challenger Derek Tran now just 314 votes ahead of Republican incumbent Michelle Steele. Now, that's up from yesterday's advantage of just 102 votes, and it keeps going up and down. And of course, the result is crucial to the size of the GOP majority in the House. And for more, we're joined live by election voting expert Paul Mitchell of the firm Political Data Incorporated. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What is going on with this election? It goes up, it goes down. I think right over the weekend, Michelle Steele was ahead, and now Derek's ahead. And obviously, we just got this update. He's up ahead by 314 votes. That's not a really big margin. What's going on with this race?
Well, there definitely has been some seesawing, and Michelle Steele's best day of the election was on election night when they calculated all the votes of those voters that went in person to vote, which was a huge 20% Republican advantage for her among those voters. But the ballots that are being counted now are more younger voters, more renters, more Democrats. And because those ballots are coming in later, you see these small increases for Tran in the vote totals. Like you said, he gained just 5 votes in L.A. County and the rest in Orange County to make up this what seems like a large 314 vote advantage at this point.
I think the big question a lot of us have are, what's taking so long to count all these votes? You know, we hear election night, we hear all these proposals and all this stuff from these other states coming in as definitive. But here in California, what's taking so long?
Well, first off, as we all know, we all get mailed ballots now. We can put them in drop boxes, we can mail them, we can go in person, or we can even use a machine in person. There's all these different ways to vote. But the state of California is in this process right now of verifying literally 14 million hand signatures. By checking those signatures against driver's licenses or voter registrations, it's a long process. And when people don't have the right signature match or they forgot their signature, they have to go and go back to those voters and try to get them to fill out another form to redo their signature. There's over 4,500 voters, a quarter of whom are 18 to 24 years old in this district alone, who had bad signatures on their forms, and they're letting them redo those. That those processes take time, and that's why this slow trickling of ballots is coming in now.
Do we have any estimate on when we're going to get a final word on this? This race
final word might not come for a couple more weeks, but we'll probably get to pretty close to full completion of these votes in the next few days. There's probably around 8,000 ballots, maybe max, maybe only 5,000 ballots or so to go from now. And I think we're really getting close to the end.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Was this not one of the most expensive local races that we've seen here in California in a long time?
These congressional races, they're nationalized because this congressional race is one of just a handful around the country that could help determine the control of the House. And while Democrats haven't gotten to the majority this year, that was the plan, was to try to pick up some seats in California to get there. It looks like Democrats will pick up at least two seats and hold the open Katie Porter seat, which is a victory for Democrats, but not enough to get them to the House majority.
And Paul, I think you'll agree. We saw many, many commercials for Derek and Michelle over the course of up until election night. I mean, it just seemed like it was nonstop out here. Paul Mitchell, thank you very much of the firm Political Data Incorporated. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The movie Rust is set to premiere at a festival in Poland. This will happen tomorrow. But the mother of Helena Hutchins, who was shot and killed on the set, she will not attend. The lawyer for Olga Solovey is Gloria Allred, who gave us more on this decision.
Olga, who is Helena Hutchins' mother, and I represent her along with a team of attorneys, has decided not to attend the premiere of Rust in Poland this month. Alec Baldwin has disrespected Helena's mother and her father and her sister. And even though Mr. Baldwin discharged the gun that killed Helena, he has never called them to apologize. Even worse, he argued through his attorneys that Helena was emotionally distant from her family in Ukraine. That is false, hurtful, and insulting. And further, the decision not to even call the family to say that he's sorry is cruel and dishonors Helena and her memory. Now a decision has been made to promote Rust to buyers in order to make a profit for Alec Baldwin and to others that had a role in Helena's death. Olga, Anatoly, and Svetlana will not agree with this plan to exploit Helena's death.
Now, Gloria Allred also says there's been a new movie by Alec Baldwin.
We just learned of a new development today that Alec Baldwin, through his attorneys today, e-filed a motion to stay the lawsuit which we filed against him in New Mexico on behalf of Helena's parents and on behalf of her sister. Also, that same lawsuit contains our allegations against him by our additional client, Mamie Mitchell, who was the script supervisor and standing close to Helena when Alec Baldwin shot and killed Helena Hutchins. May she rest in peace. So this is also a new development and a very disturbing one, I'm sure, for all of our clients. But we are going to oppose his motion to stay our lawsuit.
It was a new move by Alec Baldwin, not a new movie. Baldwin and his company not yet commenting. By the way, demand for movie tickets at the festival in Poland, so great, the ticketing website actually crashed. Let's get a look at our money. It is 520. Here is Tom Busby.
Even with a lot of people pulling back on their spending, Walmart is where Americans shopped last quarter. Sales up 5.3% as consumers from all income levels searched for bargains, often beyond the grocery aisle. Online sales were higher, too. They now account for 18% of Walmart's business. After raising its earnings outlook for the year, shares of Walmart rose 3% today, while elsewhere on Wall Street, stocks mostly battling back from steep early losses on rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine and the U.S. At the close, the Dow was just 0.25% lower, 121 points. The Nasdaq, though, up 1%. It added 196, and the S&P added 23. Microsoft reaching a deal with book publishing giant HarperCollins to use all its nonfiction titles to train its artificial intelligence language models. And just in time for the holidays, Pizza Hut has launched its own wine, this one made from tomatoes, not from grapes. I'm Bloomberg's Tom Busby, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And that is your nonstop news at 5 for Tuesday, November 19th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for that free case review.